This is Margaret Arjous, and I'd like to welcome you to Sukhi Yam. A series of programs about our well-being, wherein we examine methods which will enable us to obtain a harmonious state of mind, body and spirit, with the collaboration of holistic practitioner and psychotherapist Dr. Lydia Ukaneva. Hello, Dr. Lydia, and welcome to our program Sukhi Yam on Campus FM.
And good afternoon.
How are you? Okay.
Yes, the weather is still very nice. The autumn is there, but the weather is still keeping in a warm state, and it's very beautiful. The flowers coming out. You know, in Russia, usually, it's the time when everything is going to sleep, and in Malta, it's exactly the opposite. So the nature is waking up after the hot season, so it's beautiful.
Yes, and of course, you know, we're expecting rain now, any time, any moment. And having mentioned rain, last time we talked about water, and we talked about water therapy, and we mentioned how it can be used externally or internally, of course, by drinking it. And you promised that you were going to explain something to us about the quality of this water and what process to actually obtain this kind of water.
Yes, it is a lot of recommendations given by many specialists about to drink more water. And as we discussed last time, it's a good recommendations to start in the morning, even before the toothbrush. It's good to have one or two glasses of water.
I have started doing it, Dr. Lydia.
How do you feel?
I feel much better, more energy. Is that true?
Yes, absolutely. Because if we're not drinking, the body is taking the water from the organs, but keeping the water. One of the organs is the spine. And then the pillow between the vertebrae is becoming to be thinner, and it's creating the pressure for the nerve, so it's creating unnecessary uncomfort or even the pain in the back. And many people are not aware. Just to heal the back, they need to start to drink the water.
Incredible. So a lot of pain we have all over our body might be coming from this problem.
Yes, yes. Japanese scientists found the water is the first step to heal yourself. And the preventative way is just incredible. But even for the healing, the water is number one remedy. Even in for the food, Margaret, you know, the first food is the water.
True, yes, you're right.
But the water have different qualities, and not every water can have a positive effect for us. Like nowadays, people are drinking a lot of cooked water or boiling water. So the kettles, the teas, coffees, infusions. And it have also positive side, but it's not enough for the body. Mm-hmm. We need the raw water, yes, live water. What is the difference? The highest quality of the water is the spring water. Why? As everything around us, the water have a structure, molecular structure, and the relations between the atoms and this molecule have a particular angle.
Angle.
So this angle in a cooked water is not suitable to bring the molecule of the water inside of the cells of our tissues. So we're drinking the water, but our cells are thirsty.
They're still thirsty.
And one of the reasons of aging is the lack of water. in our cells. So we have a lot of water in between intercellular space, and we sometimes getting even the water retention, one of the factor of that, because of this intracellular liquid is overwhelmed. And in the same time, our cells are thirsty. So we need to find the quality of the water, what can be suitable, to pass through the pores of the membranes. So the angle of the molecule have to be suitable. How to achieve this quality?
So the water has to go into the cells.
Exactly. It have to be, the angle have to be suitable to pass the pores of the membranes, cellular membranes. How does it possible to make it at home? Like, we can make a big equipment, but it has to be practical, how we can improve the quality of the water, any type of water. So first of all, each type of water, tap water, even the bottled water, have a percentages of harmful elements. It can be bacteria, it can be the molecules of heavy water, like...
Molecules of?
Heavy water. Heavy water is like normal formula of the water is H2O. But the heavy water have a chemical formula H2O2. So it's two atoms of oxygen and two atoms of hydrogen. So this type of water do not have a positive effect for our body. And the way, practical way, to eliminate these harmful elements is to freeze the water. So we need to find the right plastic, the box with the good plastic, hard plastic. Need to check on the back of this plastic have to be the sign, like a snowflake. So it means this plastic is suitable to be in a freezer, not releasing the dioxide during the freezing. And do not use the bottle, commercial bottles of the water inside of the freezer. The fridge is okay, but the freezer, do not use it because it's poison. So...
There's a lot we don't know, Lydia. There's a lot we don't know.
Yes, and Margaret, thanks to you, you're creating this event of our radio talk, when people can prevent many, many harmful effects of daily intake of the food and the liquid.
Because it is only when people get ill that they realize that there has to be a solution. And this is the solution, what we're talking about.
Yes, prevention is better than cure.
Exactly.
So the next step is to put it in the freezer and to leave it for about 12 hours. Then when you're removing, you will see in the middle of the brick of, of this ice from the water, you will see a small puddle.
In the middle?
In the middle. This is puddle is freezing the last. Why?
Okay.
Because this puddle, the heavy elements and harmful element, have the quality to be frosted in a lower temperature than normal water. So then the water is freezing on zero, minus zero. The heavy water need a much lower temperature, like minus one and a half, minus two.
So the part has toxins.
Is in liquid.
Needs
if it was
a lot more...
Time to
freeze.
Yes.
Okay.
So when you, if you will keep it longer in the freezer, this harmful part will also freeze. But
exactly.
Then you will see it's very misty.
Okay.
So after 12 hours, you're removing the water, this box out of the freezer, and you need to remove this puddle, throw it away.
Okay. So that water that does not freeze. Is
harmful,
eliminated.
Harmful
because
water.
It's harmful.
Yes, it has to be eliminated. And the brick itself, you will see very clean. You will see see-through.
It's very transparent.
Very transparent, and it's a crystal. It's nice. If you will forget, and if you will keep in the freezer this box of water for a longer time, this harmful part will also freeze. But then you will see sort of different fibers of the some water ingredients. So that is the sign the water is not clean. So then, for 5 or 6 hours, this water, when it's unfrosted, this water can be very, very good for our body.
So then you take it out of the freezer and you defrost it.
You defrost it when you're taking out of the freezer. But it will stay like this for about 5 to 6 hours. Slowly, slowly, this water will be converted again into the quality when the molecules of the water, the angle of the molecules, will increase again.
Ah.
So the best time is 5-6 hours
you drink
after,
it.
After you're removing it from the freezer.
Okay, you drink it straight away.
So that is why it will be good to have always at home some of these boxes, and then you will feel the effect immediately. Even after the 1 day to be in this defrosted water, you will really feel rejuvenated. And this is one of the secrets. Like in
do
our
we feel or do we look as well?
We feel, we look, and we are.
You're right.
So it's not only subjective feelings, it's very objective condition of the body. Then you will see, if you will take it in a period of time, you will see the quality of your blood, the quality of your lymph, your health.
So you are purifying your blood
as well. Yes, you are purifying, exactly. So you will feel good. And in nature, where you can find it? Of course you will find it in the mountain as a spring of water. And also you can find it in the fruits. The fruits and vegetables. You also will find the quality of the water would have the structure of a molecule suitable for the cellular absorption.
Okay.
That's why the juicy fruits and juicy vegetables are extremely good for us.
So when we boil them, we lose all that?
We lose all of them. We are killing them, then we're eating the dead food, and then our body becoming to be sick.
This is Margaret Arjous, and you're listening to the programme Sukhiyam on Campus FM. Today, together with Dr. Lydia Ukaneva, we are discussing water therapy and herbal infusion.
In Ayurvedic scriptures, one of the eldest ancient scriptures and knowledge, written clearly, the more dead food you're eating, you're becoming to be like your food, because you are what you eat.
Incredible.
The more live food you're eating, the more your body is rejuvenated.
But Dr. Lydia, how come nobody ever talks about these things?
You know, because in industrial level, it's not easy to keep like that ourselves. Plus, in our age, our electronic technological age of being, our civilization passing through this period when we're trying to make everything comfortable. We are not looking for the quality, but we're looking for the quantity.
That's true.
So we're using fast food. We are making quick relationship, and in the end, we have a very short time of life. Even if we're living long life sometime, but still, like it is no time, quality time for ourselves and for our beloved people around. Very short time. So to prepare this quality water in the level of masses is not easier, because the pump, for example, of the tap water, pushing the water,
pump,
because the industry is using the pump to put it through the pipes, the water.
Okay.
So the pump is pushing the water on a conic way. Conic. It means it's pressing the water not on a spiral way, but on a conic way. So it's
so a cone has
a pressure,
has a wide part and has a narrow part. Is that what you mean?
And this way is damaging the clusters of water and the molecules of water. So it's breaking the. And this part of water becoming to be the free radicals. So the water becoming to be dangerous for us.
No.
But if we can change the technology and we will put the water on a spiral way, now you can find in the market this special pipe to change the structure of the water by sending the water through the spiral pipes.
Really?
Yes. And some
who knows about these pipes?
More and more people. So
really?
Some experiments show this water in this quality increasing the harvest for the farming. It's helping to treat the skin problems and rejuvenating the body.
So do you mean that this is used in spas?
By using
this kind of pipe?
By using this in spas, the water will have a healing effect.
But not in households, of course, not in houses.
Household also.
Also,
I know some very advanced people who are doing eco-houses, and they're using this equipment. It's very cheap equipment, but it's just neat. So in Anka Cafe, we are promoting this style of technology.
And of course, to this water, we can add so many things to actually cure ourselves. And one of them is a herbal infusion.
Yes, the infusion is a very ancient remedy and like a self-support. It's also great entertainment. We call one of the infusion, we call the tea, because the tea is infusion.
That's true.
And so many people have taste priorities and do not know it's called infusion, yes?
But having mentioned tea, which tea are we supposed to be drinking?
Well, it is for different needs, it is different teas. Maybe we will speak next time about the particular the teas, because it's much to say. So what people know nowadays, they knew only black tea and the green tea. And some people know about the white tea. But the tea is a big, big subject. It can support your mood, or it can destroy your mood. It can improve your relationship, or it can destroy your relationship. Yes, this is why in the palaces of Chinese emperors, the art of tea, the tea ceremony, was extremely important. And it was a part of the process, diplomacy process, or communication, political communications. The tea and the infusion, the flow of the water was supporting the right conversation.
And nowadays we just close our eyes, you know, in the morning and make our tea.
Yes, and nowadays the politicians and the diplomats drinking whiskey during the talk. So it's far from infusion, but it can be a tincture. So the tincture is like infusion made on alcohol.
Okay.
But the infusion is mostly made on water, on oil, and sometimes on syrups. What is this infusion? What actually the process of infusion? We put the herbs or the flowers, or sometimes the roots of the plant, or some other parts like boutons.
Like?
The boutons of the flowers.
Ah. The core of the flower.
The core of the flower.
Of the flower.
So we put it in the hot water, and it is like two ways of preparation. The tincture.
So any flower or particular flowers?
Particular flowers, yes. So it is two ways of infusion preparation, decoction and percolation. Percolation people know by preparing the coffee.
In fact, we call it percolator.
Exactly. So we're preparing the infusion. So we're putting the water, boiling water through the coffee, through the herbs, mm-hmm. and we're percolating the substances. So in the end, we have an infusion, the product.
Mm-hmm.
Receiving and getting the quality. Yes, everyone like coffee after percolation, and even in a cafeteria, it's the same way, the coffee machine based on a percolation infusion preparation. Mm-hmm. And another way to make the infusion, it's decoction, it's a boiling.
Mm-hmm.
So I know, Margaret, from the beginning of our serials, you was asking, Lydia, please, if you can give more practical advices.
Yes.
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 So, to make the infusion at home is not difficult. The process is simple. You just need to take the herbs. About what type of herbs for different needs, we can discuss next time. But when we're taking the herbs, we need to make sure they are not poisoned by any herbicide, pesticide, or they was collected not near the road.
Yes.
Or industrial zone. Not also very good areas under the high voltage of the electrical
suppliers. They are affected too.
It's affected, yes. It's electromagnetic pollution affected in the mutating, the quality of the herbs in mutative state. So if you're collecting these herbs, better to use the dry form. Why dry form? Because the herbs becoming to be more concentrated in the substances, and then the nutrients of the herbs, like minerals, vitamins, and antioxidants, they are more active. Then we put, for example, most of the time, simple way, for half a liter of water, boiling water, we can use 2 or 3 teaspoons of the herbs, dry herbs. Then we need to put the lid, and we need to close it for 30 minutes. Then we can open the lid, we can filter the infusion, we will remove the herbs.
15 minutes is a long time.
Yes.
It's coffee and tea, I mean, that's 2 minutes.
Yes,
it's,
I know.
Over.
It's a fast food, it's a fast drink.
Yes.
Yes? So this is why it's not the art anymore. It is no,
mm-hmm.
It's just a drink.
Mm-hmm.
But this is why we do not receiving a lot of nutrients and even the energy. We are not settling the mind. So the process of drinking the infusion is a meditation.
Mm-hmm.
So I studied the art of a tea ceremony one time. In Russia, it's very popular to have a tea halls and the tea houses, and people enjoying to be there, they're listening special tea music.
No, I thought it was only in China and Japan.
No. It's very popular. It's a form of culture, entertainment, and not only like on Chinese way, it is a Japanese way to serve the tea, Korean way, actually it's all Asia.
Yes.
So we know Malta is very popular, British tea, yes?
Yes, sure.
Black tea with the milk, people saying.
Tea and toast.
Yes, tea and toast. It's not really giving a good effect. Why? Because the black tea, most of the time, in the packed in the bleached paper.
Yes, that's so true.
Releasing a lot of chemicals.
That's something I know and I'm aware of.
Yes.
They have to be unbleached.
Mm-hmm. Many times it's spoiled with the tea, spoiled with the color, food color. This is why
they add color to it as well.
Yes, for some teas, yes. So it's smoked. Some teas are smoked. This is why you just put the tea into your cup and it's already, the color is releasing. This is about the infusion.
How much we don't know, Lydia. How much? My goodness me.
You know, we're always discussing about it is a time for the Renaissance. So because people more and more aware about sustainable living. So you have to take responsibility for your health, for your capital, for your money, for your emotions, for your psychological condition, for your attitude, for your style of living. You are more and more aware because we came here to this world alone and we are going alone. So we need to know how to deal with our own life.
To be autosufficient.
To be autosufficient and auto-identical. So sometimes we are losing our identity. When we're eating artificial food, we have artificial attitude.
We just do, you know, what the others do.
Yes, we're making artificial value of life. And so this is all separating us from ourselves and making us unhappy. And I will just remind again that the world is the one of the best seller in the pharmaceutical way is the antidepressant. And it's coming because the many things in our life separating us from our true self. How we can be happy without ourself?
Incredible, Dr. Lilia, incredible. And what are we going to talk about in our next program?
I would love to bring just practical advices about the herbs, what is all over. Like Malta now is stepping into the herbal season and flower season. So we'd like to share how to prepare your own home remedy, how to help your family, your children to pass the cold season, the winter, the school season, the contaminators, the infection period, and how to treat even the houses with the herbs, how to help our animals.
Very, very, very interesting.
So I would like to share even the Ayurvedic recipes. And Malta is very rich for the herbs. Your herbs are fantastically rich with the nutrients because not enough water during the summer period. It's very they are very strong.
Thank you very much, Dr. Lydia. I hope that whatever we shared with you, our listeners today, was not only of interest but of great benefit to your health. Don't forget to join us again for another program, Sukiyam, on the same station, Campus FM. So it's goodbye from me, Margaret Ajous, and I leave you with these thoughts. Thousands have lived without love, not one without water. Every simple plant remedy is blessed and gifted by God and its handmade in nature, to such an extent that according to its own nature and way, it has the power to heal, strengthen, allay pain, cool, warm up, purge, and sweat.